Good morning and welcome to Maseches Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 1, Mishnah 9. It says the Mishnah, Beishamai say, Ein Mishalchem B'Yantif, one may not send a gift on Yantif, Ela Manos. Only objects, only food items that are prepared for food, that are prepared for eating. For example, pieces of meat or fish, which one can eat immediately. Well, Beisil says, Mishalchem, one may send, even Behema Chayav Oif, even a domesticated animal, a wild animal such as a deer, an oif, or a bird, Bein chayin, whether they're alive, bein shchutim, whether they've already been slaughtered. Because even if you send a live animal, one can shecht it, one can slaughter it, and therefore it could be used on yantif. Similarly, says Beis Hillel, mishalchin yenais, one may send wine, shimonim, oil, uslasais, flour, kidneyais, and different types of beans and legumes, those are all permissible. The Gemara explains that this that Beis Hillel permits a person to send on yantif food to his friend, that's only sending it using one person or two. But you're not allowed to send it using three people, or more than three people, because that appears like they're taking it to sell in the marketplace, and commerce is prohibited on Yantif. Avalai Tfua, even Beis Hillel says one may not send grain, because grain has to be ground in order to be used, and it's usher to grind on Yantif. It's prohibited to mill grain on Yantif. Reb Shimon Matar B'Tfua, but Reb Shimon says one may even send grain. What's the reason that one may send grain? Because he says even though you can't grind it, that you could chop it, you could turn it into farina, or use a small little hand grinder, which would be permissible, and therefore he says that it's permissible to send that on Yantif as well. Let's see one more Mishnah 10. Says the Mishnah, Mishalchin Kalin, one may send vessels, which here means clothing, Bein Tefurin, whether they're sewed properly, and therefore they're fit to be worn, Bein She'enon Tefurin, whether they are not fit to be worn, because a person could use them to cover themselves, or to drape them over their shoulders, even if they're not actually fully sewn. V'afal pishayesh ben kilayim, says the Mishnah, even if they have shatnez, that means to say that they have wool and linen, and therefore you would not be permitted to wear them, however you could still use them. This is talking about actually where they're hard, they're not soft, and you could sit on them or lie on them. V'hein l'tzorach hamoed, says the Mishnah, you can't send them unless there's something that could be used on yantif, but they are permitted if they could be used on yantif. Avalo sandal hamasumer, one may not send to his friend a sandal or shoe that had nails in it. Basically, what it would be was it was this kind of leather shoe that had nails sticking out of it. And the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos that you're not allowed to use shoes with nails because there was a gezeira. There was a whole terrible story where there was ended up being a stampede where people panicked and many people were injured and got hurt because of these nails. And at that point, the rabbis decreed that a person is not allowed to wear nailed shoes. Similarly, v'loy minol she'ein atof, or a person may not send to his friend a shoe that has not yet been sewn, even if it's somewhat temporarily attached, right? Because therefore a person would not wear such a thing. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af lo min olavo, love on a person is also not allowed to sell a shoe that has not yet been dyed. Neishat tzarech uman, because you have to find somebody to dye it, and people don't wear that." Zakal, this is the rule. Kolshin oisin by any object where a person would use on the weekdays the way that it is. Beyond the mishalchan, I say. In other words, it doesn't need any additional rectification, any additional upgrades. One may send it on yantif. But if it's something that needs additional upgrades, one may not send that on yantif. Wishing you a beautiful upcoming day and lots of success.